did.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Amber, just meeting of the, holy cow, let me start again. I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, October 12th, 2023.
All right, Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
And Director Hudson?
Present. I wanted to read something before we did the Pledge of Allegiance because I just saw this on the website and I just thought it was worth remembering. Our mission statement. In order to serve the diverse recreational needs of individuals and families and to enrich the quality of life for all residents, the Ambrose Recreation and Park District is committed to providing park facilities, programs, and activities for all ages. So it's just a nice reminder of why we're here.
Exactly.
Can everyone please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance? All right, sister.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, moving on. Do I have a motion for the agenda?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director. Jess?
All right. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any member of the board that needs anything removed and discussed? And if not,
I move we adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do you have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Director.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. There are no presentations this evening. Moving on to the General Manager's Report. Good evening, Laurie. Thank you for stepping in and
thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate
filling
it.
In for our Hallowed Leader?
Yes. Well, first of all, dead tree removal continues to be a challenge. Three dead trees at Boger, mm-hmm. which were removed today. We do have six dead trees in Owls Lane, the mini park, and we're working on rectifying all these issues with it. Participated in an informational Zoom for the Measure X. We like to be involved. We were also very cognizant of, you know, like any costs that may, you know, be required, maintenance, operations. So I'll continue to be at the table of all the forum informational sessions, and I'll bring back whatever I get and see if it's a fit for our district. The CDBG environmental review has been completed for the community center projects, so now we're working with the county to prepare for bid documents of the soliciting bids. So we're excited about that. Anuta Playground demolish is complete, and today they're in the process of installing the footing for the playground. We will have a better date of completion on the playground and the opening day on the next meeting. So I'll share that with you once we do that. And Ambrose Park is closed until November 1st due to reseeding there. Lindbrook overseeding was done last week. We have a few areas we observed that were not attended to, and those will be treated. The last meeting, the general manager mentioned we have a CIP reserve available for maintenance and improvements at Hickory Meadows. We met with the original contractor representative and identified the areas needing improvement or replacement within budget. So we're really excited to get that going. The academy has just completed their interviews. They have 28 kids in the academy, and Randy's teen drop-in program has experienced a big increase in attendance. The basketball is quite popular with the new basketball hoop in there, so that's been great. Lindbrook basketball court will be getting a standard backboard due to the fact that we are unable to get replacement parts for the existing. We could not find them. Okay. I'm sure it'll enhance the newly paved court itself, so that'll be wonderful.
Thank you.
Restrooms at Ambrose Park is presenting a challenge to us. The bottom ones are fine. Yeah. The upper restrooms have been extremely damaged. We're reviewing repair costs and replacements right now.
You mean like vandalism?
Vandalism. And from walls to insides to sinks out to, it's been, so we're working on a few things, but we do have them closed, unfortunately, for the public. We just, it's
what
not.
What could you do?
Yeah, nothing we could do about it. HICAP will be presenting an informal, informational workshop here on Medi-Cal on November 1st. I want to share that with you. Future holiday events, we have Friday the 27th is our haunted hallway.
I love that.
It's going to be 6 to 9, going down the teen hallway and down. And then again, I think I mentioned the last meeting, we were going to be having breakfast with Santa on Saturday the 2nd, 9 to 11. And our hip-hop and contemporary and cheer classes are all combined now on Saturdays. We have a new folklore class, a few times fast, class. On Wednesdays, we advertise that about a week and a half, and we're already up to 20 participants, and that will be a monthly class that we'll be offering here.
That's so cool.
So very excited about that as well. Any questions?
How about, yes. Here.
I wanted to ask you, Ms. Lori, do you want us to go there when you guys do the first digging into the Anuta Park?
That's, we already did the first thing. They demolished it. When we, because they just come in with a big tractor and take it down. We will be having a very big ceremony, opening ceremony. Okay. The state of California, the Prop 68 team will also be there. So I just don't know the date. It's, you know, where, you know, we thought this was going to be done a lot quicker than it was. And we're going to run into some weather and different things, especially the poor in place. It has to be very, very dry. And I can't have any rain forecast for 2 weeks where it dries out. So I figured the next meeting we can get a little better handle on that. And I do have to check with the state of California on their availability, like in January.
Okay. So we're looking towards January.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Laura?
I have a question for Haunted Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Ages, usually, what are the ages?
Last year there were littles with their parents. I do think they had a little code last year. Some of the kids, if they had little ones that were scared, do you know if they did? I think they had a little code, like don't jump out at certain spots.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. I believe they mentioned that it worked out really good,
okay.
Not scaring the little kids, but I think that's how they handled it. But I will ask that question.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Any other director?
Lori, you mentioned breakfast with Santa. What date is that again?
That's on Saturday, December 2nd.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is it somebody's birthday?
Oh, I do have one more question.
Yes, yes.
Will there be any tree lighting at all?
No, we're not going to do tree lighting. We're just going to do this Saturday
breakfast.
Right now, breakfast with Santa, and we will do light the tree. As soon as everybody gets in, we'll do a tree lighting.
Okay.
It's hard to do because people kind of trickle in through the 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we get there, we'll light up the tree before Santa comes.
Okay. So if we want to make sure we're there, be there at the beginning.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What is it, 9 to
11? 9 to 11.
Yeah. Anybody else? Thank you so much, Lori.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, we do not have any legal counsel reports, so we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the board of directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Consider approving the final 2022-2023 operating budget. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment or have questions on this item at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board, and Jess.
All right.
Okay, so this is the final operating budget for 2022-2023. This is before the audit, so they might make some changes. This is what we have right now. We'll start with income. So property taxes, we received $102,000 more than last year. If you notice, other rentals, or rentals and recreation, we increased in those two. Rentals, we budgeted originally $40,000 and we received $57,000,
a little
over $57,000. For registrations, we budgeted $14,800 and we received almost $21,000, which is really good. For the pool still costs us approximately $77,000 to operate this year. But again, if you notice what originally was budgeted, which was a $25,851, we still went above that $36,000. you see the lessons. We budgeted $6,000 and we actually made $16,800 in just lessons itself.
Nice.
Down to grants. The Koshland grant and the San Francisco Foundation grant, whatever we don't use, they let us keep, so we just use it for the next fiscal year. On the next page for capital projects, the park dedication funds that we received, we'll be moving into a reserve until we figure out what the board wants to do with those funds.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
The park dedication fees. So that's a,
Madam Chair, we usually put in like 20%.
This one is actually that I think it's CDBG that you're mm-hmm. being the match.
Okay.
The park dedication funds is anything to expand a park. So I believe that's what we used partially for the restrooms. I think
was that the money from the development on Willow Pass
right.
and Portrait?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
cool. Yes. Okay, so for the Lindbergh project, we will, for the playground project, we will be receiving the reimbursement this fiscal year, and also the Anuta project will begin this fiscal year, so I had to change those numbers there.
Okay.
All right, for expenses. On attorney fees, you'll notice I budgeted $10,000, but we only ended up spending $2,000 because they did not have many claims and contracts to work on this year. On miscellaneous, it's going to be the Clearland weed abatement, so that's included in that expense there. Next page. Ambrose Park expenses, alarm and security patrols. I originally budgeted $30,000 because last year included security for the concession stand construction, so we actually only spent $6,000 without that. A center building, PG&E. Again, grass rates keep going up. They more than tripled. So that did go up to $36,000 and the usage increase. Equipment rental, so that includes a lift rental for painting the community center. The equipment and furnishings, so we had to replace a few tables and chairs for the auditorium. That's what's included in that one. Ambrose pool expenses, so the chemicals, again, prices have increased and they do keep going up.
Yes, they do.
Along with the PG&E, so the rates, rate and gas usage increased there also. Okay, and on to the last page, you'll see the capital project expenses, general fund capital. We only spent $68,000 last fiscal year, which includes AC unit replacements, fire bar for the parks, and a fence installation at the baseball field. And again, park dedication impact fees, we move those to reserve, and the Anuta project will continue on this fiscal year. And that's it. Any questions?
So let me start with my vice chair.
Oh.
Do you have any questions or comments for the team?
Well, I'm glad our property taxes are up. What do you think accounts for that?
Well, we usually get around $70,000 increase. Last year we only got $30,000, so I think it's just evening it out. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you already explained the park dedication funds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And gas rate, you can't really decrease that one because, I mean, it is what it is, but I guess there's some certain rooms or that don't have to be.
I mean, yeah, it's hard. I mean, like I said, it went from $1.18 per therm to $4.80.
I totally know.
So, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
And our solar project is not.
Well, that's for electrical. So electrical is, it's
right.
Just the gas.
Because it's the gas.
Right.
That's right. That's why I moved it to a heat pump now.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I think that's it for me. Thank you very much, madam. Director Lopez Garcia?
I have no questions. I think you do a fantastic job. Thank you.
Director Torres?
No questions.
I just wanted to thank our budget committee. Really appreciate you guys looking over this and getting all the questions answered ahead of time. And Jess, thank you so much. I do want to make sure I understand the park dedication fee. My understanding is that when, which is why I called my fellow director about that new development on Canal, when any building or structures are going to be built in Bay Point, there's a certain amount that the developers have to put into this pot for certain usage, and part of that is park money. So that $354,000, aren't we going to be using that for, is that going to supplement like Prop 68?
We are using some of it for the Sanuta project since the playground structure was a little more.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're still going to, I think that was just 76,000 of that amount. Okay. So we're still going to have the rest of it to for you guys to decide what
okay.
we could do with
so
that.
At some point in time, the general manager is going to, or we're going to need to think
right.
about.
And just a question.
Yeah.
What is the closest park to that new development?
So Canal Street, I would say the closest part, not that it matters, because a lot of that 354, really, I'm just saying, should go to Lynbrook, but it won't. Well, it'll go wherever we want it to go. But the closest part to the canal would be...
Hickory, probably?
I guess Hickory. Yeah, Hickory.
Is it Hickory?
Yeah, Hickory. Which is a total...
It's a little quarter of a
I had that discussion with Doug about that. I said, oh yay, Lynbrook gets all the money. Well, not really.
You know, Ambrose Park is probably
coming
through because you can come through on the trail very close too.
But I like that the fact that this district knows how to operate on a shoestring. You know, we're going to put that money to really good use across wherever we need it. I'm always just impressed every year what we are able to do with a little bit of money. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So do I have a motion?
I move we approve the final 2022-2023 operating budget.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, directors.
Sorry.
Okay.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. No public hearings, no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. I'll give each member of the board an opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on matters related to the park district. Director Torlakson?
I love it. I go first.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
My right hand. Yeah. My left hand. My left hand woman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm so pleased with all the activities and all everything that's happening in the park. It's so cool. And now that we have more money to come, we can plan some more.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I want to say. It's great job to the staff. Great job for the grant writing and all your work. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Torres, what say you, sir?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, just echoing what Director Torlakson just said right now, just a lot of appreciation for the activities. I can't remember the last time there was something like this, as far as momentum of like so many things happening, spring, summer, fall, new Santa, and I know next year is probably gonna be even more. So I'm really just a lot of just appreciation for that, because I know the community appreciates it too. Hence why we have 28 kids joining to the Youth Academy, and we have so many people joining for Fultorico, and it's all attributed to the hard work that you're doing, Lori, and also you, Jessica, so thank you.
Yeah. Director Garcia, what say you, madam?
Nothing, just good work, thank you. Good work on this budget.
Director Lopez Garcia?
I went on a workshop here that Lori put on, and it's We Want to Hear From You, that was the name of it.
Yeah.
And it was talking about caregiving and what we have here at the center, and which I announced that if they want to know anything that's going on, all they need to do is come to the front lobby. Everything is right there. They just got to grab a handful of what's going on. And it came out really, really good. And I was really, really surprised because I got a lot of information off of that too. So thank you. I really had a nice time. They're going to have another one. And then another thing I wanted to let you know that we're going to have our Bay Point cleanup. It's going to be on Saturday, November 4th. So if you have anything, please bring it. And I also wanted to let you know that Federal Glove are on the map, and I did this especially for Eduardo, I want you to know that the MAC, there's an opening on the MAC. So if you might want to go on Federal Glover's
website
and fill out one of those things. You can even put my name down for it too, because
okay.
I mentioned it to him. Because one of our gentlemen stepped down, and I know that you're really it was Charles.
Charles?
Yeah.
No.
Chuck. Sterling.
Sterling.
Oh,
wow.
Sterling. That's who stepped down. So you know, there's an opening. So if you want it, you know,
Sterling Stevenson.
Yeah, Stevenson was his last name. Sterling Stevenson.
Sterling Stevenson.
Yeah, he just you
good
know,
man. Yeah.
Very, very good. He was on for I don't know how long.
20 years or something.
He was in the initial map.
Yeah, he was the original.
Wow.
One of the original.
Wow.
So, was there a reason why he's stepping down?
He just can't.
Want to retire.
He's doing something else, and he just says he doesn't have the time. It's just too hard for him, because I guess his legs or something.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's all I have to report.
I just wanted to thank my fellow board members. We have a full house, which seems like we don't very often, and I love it, except for, of course, our general manager, but... I'm just really proud of this board and this district for everything that we're able to accomplish. I know I say it every month, but I really, really mean it. I'm just really proud of us. And I really want to just piggyback on what Director Torres said. I love this momentum that we have. You know, we keep adding these things like the movie night in the park, and I know that every year it's just getting, you know, the word gets out, hey, listen, we have this, you know, we've got this class, we've got this seminar, we've got this, you know, this activity, and it spreads, and it's just really cool, and I really feel like you do, like it's really a cool thing. I'm really involved with a neighborhood watch. My block's really tight, and it's really cool over time to say, look where we've come and all the activities, you know, over the years. It's just, it's more and more in different varying age groups. It's really, really cool. So it's a credit to all of us. I really think so. I love our staff. Okay, people, do I have a motion to adjourn to our November meeting?
I move we adjourn to the November meeting.
And do I have a second?
I'll second you.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.